songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Muscovitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
Here wondering what has changed.
My coffee tasted better yesterday.
Bought it from the same job I've been replaced.
My coffee tasted better yesterday.
Same old kitchen, same old cup, same old way I tend to drink the stuff up. Only thing added is a little tear.
Guess the coffee tasted better when you were here.
Start the engine, go for a ride.
Car's so quiet and I don't know why.
I haven't changed the funny way I drive.
Car's so quiet and I don't know why.
Same old chassis, tires and jacks. Same old route to there and back. Only thing missing is just the right song.
The car's so quiet now that you are gone.
I wake up, I look here and there.
My smile's run off to I don't know where.
Such a pretty day, so it don't seem fair.
My smile's run off to I don't know where.
Same old sun in the same old sky.
Same old me, and I'm thinking I'll find
the only thing that up and disappeared.
My smile stuck around when you were here.
Wondering what has changed.
My coffee tasted better yesterday.
Bought it from the same job I've been replaced.
My coffee tasted better yesterday.
Same old kitchen, same old cup, same old way I tend to drink stuff up. Only thing added is a little tear.
I guess the coffee tasted better when you.
That's Ann Reed with Coffee Tasted Better When You Were Here. Ann's a Minnesota native who began teaching herself how to play guitar at the ripe old age of 12 and has been a performer for her entire adult life. Growing up with two older brothers, she was influenced by whatever they were listening to. Kingston Trio, early Joni Mitchell, Vanilla Fudge, Cream, Buffalo Springfield, Beach Boys, Beatles, Pete Seeger, and on, plus writers and singers of her parents' era like Cole Porter, George and Ira Gershwin, Ella Fitzgerald, Rosemary Clooney, and Mary Travers. Anne plays a vintage 12-string guitar made by Charlie Hoffman from Minneapolis, and you can find her at www.annreed.com. Well, hi, everyone. I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm, and before I go on, I'd like to just mention that Anne is performing Saturday night. That's tomorrow. Well, tomorrow's Friday, Saturday, March 12th, at the Root Cellar Concert Series in Minneapolis at the University Baptist Church. Doesn't give a time. That doesn't help. But it's in Dinkytown on University, and you can catch her on Sunday, March 13th at Crooner's as she joins Dan Schwinard on his weekly show, and that's in Friendly Fridley. I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm. This is Minnesota Homebrew Music Show, live. Yes, live tonight, as it is mostly in the studios of Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, Minnesota, where the snow is melting. It's just about gone, and I'm still in a glow over having my second grandson, Oswin Carl Anderson, born on February 28th in Fauston, Minnesota, about 47 miles southeast, on the way to Bemidji, and he's back home here in Thief River Falls and doing very well. Looks a little bit like his brother, but, well, you know how kids are. They change. They change from day to day. So I want to thank my daughter, Jana, and her wonderful husband, Jeremy, for giving us that little gift from God. Well, up next, folks, a young lady from St. Cloud, Minnesota, and I think she is young. I don't even know if she's 20 yet. I have to find that out, but she's a protege of our good friend who contributes to this show quite often, Doug Milloway, and her name is Lisa DiGiuseppe, and she sings in the true folk tradition and can be often heard at the local blend in St. Joseph. And here she is with a song new to Minnesota Homebrew titled Thank You.
Scared than I've ever been. Night of you, more so of the situation that my heart is in. People say once bitten and twice shy, but I have made so many mistakes that I'm afraid to even try. And you light up my life, and you have sewn up the patches that I made with so many knives. And you, oh you, you found me all tied up in knots and insecurities, and you took me and smoothed me out, reminded me of who I could be. And I don't know what the future holds in store, because I don't like to look that far ahead anymore. Oh, but you will be there, I'm sure. And you don't have to cook your dinners for one anymore. And you, oh, you, you give me love so effortlessly, and I like to say you're the one for me. Oh, and you have made me feel safe. Oh, and you have been there for me in every way. And you, oh, you, thank you.
DiGiuseppe. That's easy for me to say. My great-grandfather's name was Giuseppe Perciabosco from Olivito Citra, Italy, just southeast of Naples. I look forward to hearing Lisa in person down at the coffee shop in St. Joe's, local blend. And if you're down that way, they have an open mic every week hosted by another artist we play quite often on Minnesota Homebrew, Dave Kofell. Well, up next, rock and roll royalty from Minnesota, Dale Menton, with a song titled Montana, You're My Lady. Now, Dale says that this song is from 1976, so we do reach back a ways. It's one of the songs from I Really Wanted to Make a Movie, and it's written by Dale and Hal Atkinson. And if you forget, Dale was a member of the Gestures of Run, Run, Run fame way back in the 60s, and he just celebrated a 70th birthday. Ah, you're never too old to write and record music. Here's Dale Menton with Montana, You're My Lady on MHB.
The air was cold as I stepped down from the train. My boxcar hideaway was open to the rain. How far does the train go if I ride on to its end? And where will I go if I don't get on again? Montana, oh, you're my lady. Could you take me for your own? Montana, you know lately I've been thinking about finally coming home. The westbound train, it only travels through the day. I've been its way before, but I was going the other way. How far does the train go if I ride on to its end? If I don't get on again, Montana, oh, you're my lady. Could you take me for your own? Montana, you know lately I've been thinking about finally coming home. And I hope that you'll be waiting there flower in your hair. I was wrong to ever leave, but I'll be right in coming home. Train go if you ride on to its end, and where will you go if you don't get on again? Montana, oh, you're my lady. Could you take me for your own? Montana, you know lately I've been thinking about finally coming.
Crossing the border to see what other songwriters are brewing up on Minnesota Homebrew.
Sorry we interrupted your ending there, Dale. Oh, well, you're listening to Minnesota Homebrew, a show that's sponsored by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. And yes, we are crossing the border for not one, but two brand new outstate artists. And the first one is a gentleman who I really should remember meeting. I don't know. His name is Ricky Stage. He's a multi-talented singer-songwriter who got his first guitar at age 14. 2 years later, he bought his first set of drums and joined a band called Cactus Wine out of Shakopee, Minnesota. Over the next 9 years, he played the Twin City music scene and even performed to 20,000 people at the Old Met Center, backing up the Hager Brothers and Don Gibson for two days. So he's not only a Minnesota artist, but he's an outstate artist, because Ricky moved to Eureka, Wisconsin, just north of St. Croix Falls, where I went to high school. He gave up the drums and took on guitar and lead vocals in a group called Eureka Gold, touring nightly and at times twice on Sunday. And oddly, your host never heard Eureka Gold, even though my brother, Joe, was a member of the band. So, but I heard good things about the band. They disbanded way back in 91, and Ricky continued playing drums, did vocal work, then got the itch to compose songs. And this song is called, in fact, it's the title song from his Get After It CD. He even sent me a note on each one of the songs. And Get After It is a song about his son and his best friend following their dream and making it in life, doing what they love doing. So here's Ricky Stage with Get After It.
Boys grew up near a small town with their friends and family. Country girls, country living is the only place to be. A buck and barrel in South Dakota rolled the bowl and got bucked off. Learned to roll of man in every cowboy, a cowboy's dream that lives on. Life bucks you off and you get back on again. Ride the ride what God gives you, and you get after it, get it done, get after it. Time with the horses to get them ready for a show. Did their best they could do, cutting cows, raining too. They packed it up, it's time to go to the place, oh, they call home. It's a good day, 'cause tomorrow, boys, we're baling hay. There's a man in every cowboy, a cowboy's dream that lives on. Life bucks you off and you get back on again. Ride the ride what God gives you. Get it done, get after it, get it done. There's a man in every cowboy, a cowboy's dream that lives on. Life bucks you off and you get back on again. Ride the ride what God gives you. Get it done, get after it, get it done.
Hey Rick, I bet if Eureka Gold were still playing, you'd be doing that song on stage, maybe even at the Eureka Bar. Played a couple gigs there myself. I should mention that Rick's Get After It CD contains 7 original songs and 6 of his favorite oldies, which includes 3 Beatle tunes. Country and Beatles doesn't get any better than that. You can view Ricky's videos on Facebook and YouTube. Just type in his name, RickeyStage. Thanks, Rick. Well, up next, with roots planted in central Minnesota just on the edge of the western prairies, Chris Laum has drawn his music and songwriting from the landscapes and people around him, at times pulling at the heartstrings with songs about the embattled small-town farmer and the joys of courting a girl from the trailer park. Chris interlaces the stories, the pain, and humor of our American lives. Chris cut his teeth playing blues-influenced rock in the bar scene of the 1990s, but looking for more inspiring music, making led to playing Americana roots music with the country band, I said country, but just the band, Cannery Row. Armed with stories from his family's Norwegian immigrant past, central Minnesota's bootlegging good old days, and his father's imagery of growing up at the height of the Cold War gave Chris a canvas to paint the songs he sings. This is music of an America many of us once knew and may still long for. And best of all, Chris is the brewmaster for the new Beaver Island Brewing Company in St. Cloud. If you've listened to this show, you know we love talking about beer. Here's Chris Laum with Rebecca on Homebrew.
Well, Rebecca's got a brand new ride, tearing down Sunset and Vine with a couple of friends, and the fun never ends in California. And Rebecca's got a brand new guy. Things about him all of the time, and he's the only thing on her mind tonight. And those sunny summer Sundays when she was just a girl, she danced around the neighborhood, no care in the world. It's no different now. Change comes rather slowly, and Rebecca's got it all figured out. Parents don't know what they're talking about. She's fine on her own. Just pick up the phone when she needs them. Rebecca's got a brand new scene, high balls of vodka, methamphetamine, with a new set of friends, and the fun never ends in California. Those sunny summer Sundays when she was just a girl, she'd dance around the neighborhood, no care in the world. It's no different now. Change comes rather slowly, and Rebecca's got a brand.
You call an English accent. You sound like a right pillock, actually. Even if you do know the words to all 30 Robert Johnson songs. It's a language that we all share. But the credibility just isn't there. You can't sing the blues with an English accent. You can't sing the blues with a name like Nigel. It's too white, too social climber. Mick Jagger never let anyone call him Nigel. It's a crying bloody shame. Name, and you can't sing the blues with an English accent. But the English get the blues just like the Mississippi's do, and we have to. Real bugger, innit? You get the blues, but if you sing it, sound like Harry Potter or Prince Charles with his stiff upper lip. One love or two. American. That's what all the other English rockers seem to do. Well, I'm just a bloody rocker. I'll take some John Lee Hooker lessons. How, 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 how. And to sound like Howlin' Wolf confessing. And save the accent for my Conan O'Brien interview. You can't sing the blues with an English accent.
Indeed not. British invader himself, Nigel Egg, who relocated to the Twin Cities, worked his entire adult life, retired, and now he's doing what he loves to do. And his website describes him as he's like a bluesy Paul Simon, but taller. And you can check him out at nigelegg.com. Yes. Now, up next, a young lady, and very young, early 20s, I would guess. And her real name is Holly Mae Heinrich. That's German. But she goes by Holly Henry, singing since the age of 3. Her unique, ethereal voice first caught the public's ear as a contestant on The Voice. And as you recall, that was, I think, she turned 4 chairs, I think, in the 2013 season, maybe 14, and was eliminated in the knockout round. A humorous note, though, the very next week, The Voice's viewership was down 1.5 million viewers. And she can be found at hollyhenrymusic.com. Here she is with a song titled Hide and Seek on Homebrew.
Don't call me a selfish girl. I know I don't give you the world. You tell me I'm lost in my mind. Can you find me? Let's play hide and seek.
Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
Yes, as Holly Henry takes it out there. We like to share beer news here. We've talked about beer that's made with whale testicles, smoked goat brains, whatnot. Now, we know that the world's two biggest beer makers are InBev, which is that big Belgian company that bought Budweiser, and SAB Miller. But they, by volume, they aren't the biggest producer of, well, they probably are by volume, but the top-selling beer in the world by volume is a Chinese beer called Snow. And Anheuser-Busch on Wednesday agreed to sell SAB Miller's stake in China's Snow Breweries to the state-backed China Resources Beer Company for $1.6 billion, with a B. The deal is aimed at easing regulatory concerns about the merger of AB InBev and SAB Miller, the world's two biggest beer makers. In a release, AB InBev said the deal would see it sell SAB Miller's 49% stake in Snow Breweries to China Resources Beer. The deal is contingent on the completion of AB InBev's $106 billion takeover of SAB Miller. Sounds like a monopoly to me. And subject to regulatory approval, AB InBev and SAB Miller expect to close the transaction in the second half of 2016. As you know, AB InBev not only makes Budweiser, but Corona, Stella Artois, and Beck's. So they are a big giant. And China, Snow Breweries is already China's third largest brewer. And that's what we have for you tonight. Nothing too weird, but that's from a March 2nd article by Jane Anyanga Omara from USA Today. Well, you know, I feel like telling my favorite musician joke. And you might have heard it before. I've told it once or twice here over the last 4 years that we've done Minnesota Homebrew. Here goes. In New York City, an out-of-work jazz drummer named Ed was thinking of throwing himself off a bridge. But then he ran into a former booking agent who told him about the fantastic opportunities for drummers in Iraq. The agent said, "If you can find your way over there, just take my card and look up the band leader named Faisal. He's the large guy with the beard wearing gold pajamas and shoes that curl up at the toes." So Ed hit up everyone he knew and borrowed enough to buy transport to Iraq. It took several days to arrange for passport, visas, transportation into Iraq, and the shipping of his equipment, but he was finally on his way. Ed arrived in Baghdad and immediately started searching for Faisal. He found guys in pajamas of every color but gold. Finally, though, in a small coffee house, he saw a huge man with a beard, wearing gold pajamas and shoes that curled up at the toes. Ed approached him and asked if he was Faisal. He was. Ed gave him the agent's card, and Faisal's face brightened into a huge smile. "You're just in time. I need you for a gig tonight. Meet me at the market near the mosque at 7:30 with your equipment." "But," gasped Ed, "what about the rehearsal?" "No time. Don't worry." And with that, Faisal disappeared. Ed arrived in the market at 7 o'clock sharp to set up his gear. He introduced himself to the other musicians who were all playing instruments he had never seen in his life. At 7:30 sharp, Faisal appeared and hopped onto the bandstand, his gold pajamas glittering in the twilight. Without a word to the musicians, he lifted his arm for the downbeat. "Wait," shouted Ed. "What are we playing?" Faisal shot him a look of frustration and shouted back, "Fake it. Just give me heavy afterbeats on 7 and 13.
Crossing the border to see what other songwriters are brewing up on Minnesota Homebrew.
This is a country artist from the North Dakota, and his name is Josh Hardy, and he's making some waves in the Twin Cities music scene. And let's see what we have on Josh here. Josh, a lot of J's in my biography. Well, I don't know where Josh is here. But anyway, this is from an album called Holding On, and this is the title song. I'll share a little biography after the song. I just got to find it here. Josh Hardy from North Dakota.
I've seen the country, Lord, I've been around. Seen the sunrise from a thousand places, from a thousand little towns. Miles and miles and miles, but it always stays the same. Turn the dial on the radio, but the voices never change. I keep holding on, holding on for now. I keep holding on, holding on somehow. I think I'd know better. Maybe realize by now. Somewhere between right and wrong, there's a place to settle down. Why? I keep answering to myself. Why not go on home and take a little rest? I keep holding on for now. I keep holding on somehow. But how long? How long? Till the sun goes down and I'm gone. I keep holding on for now. I keep holding on somehow. I keep holding on for now. Keep holding on somehow.
That's Josh Harty, H-A-R-T-Y. So if we didn't clip that T, it would be Harty. But we Americans don't talk that way. And Josh is playing da, 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 da. Today's the 10th tonight at 9 p.m. at the Astor Cafe with another artist we play on Minnesota Homebrew, Brianna Lane. So if you're down that way, run over to the Astor Cafe in Minneapolis. Tomorrow he has a house concert in Alexandria. Those are becoming more and more popular. On the 12th, he has a concert at the Ecce Art Gallery in Fargo. Been there. Haven't played there. And then on March 15th, he's playing at Dakota State University in Madison, South Dakota. So lots and lots of bookings. Find him at joshharty.com. Up next, Carrie Arnett with Heavy Heart on MHB.
Looking on the Midwest skyline, the fever sets into the blood. Pondering the thought of leaving, these feelings of not being good enough. 40 days and nights. Living in the past,
She grew up in rural South Central Wisconsin, around Madison. Her name is Carrie Arnett, and she now calls Minneapolis St. Paul her home. Singer-songwriter who procures a light of introspection while live on stage and whose voice touches the depths of soul. Carrie Arnett. Carrie with a K.
Here's an act never heard before on MHB.
That's right. He was born and raised on the Iron Range of Northern Minnesota. His name is Todd Sisson. That rhymes with listen. And he began his sojourn into music at a very young age as a student of piano, saxophone, and voice. Picking up the bass guitar at age 10, he started performing at local events as bass lead vocalist for C1 Pacific, or it could be CI, I'm not sure. Then formed Savage Soul. Then he discovered the six-string guitar and started doing solo performances before forming the Beaver Creek Band. Next came Run Amok, a power rock band, who recorded an album that received radio play and regional acclaim. Since then, Todd has performed as a singer-songwriter, playing original and cover tunes. Todd's recorded one CD, Brother John, which he sent us about 2 weeks ago, and is working on number two. You can find him at www.toddsisson.com. That's S-I-S-S-O-N. Here's Todd with Love You in the Morning on Minnesota Homebrew.
I love you in the morning. I love you in the night. Love you in the sunshine, in the pale moonlight. Want you here beside me every morning in my life. I love you in the morning, love you in the night. I remember when I met you, how you danced into my life. I knew I had to hold you. You're the one to share my life, the girl to raise our children. Help me live a life so right, and awake with me at sunrise, just to see the morning's light. I love you in the morning, I love you in the night, love you in the sunshine, in the pale moonlight. Want you here beside me every morning in my life. I love you in the morning, and I love you in the night. And when we're stood together with our family by our side, preacher man before us, friends from far and wide, I'll love you, girl, forever. And I know we'll be all right, and I know we'll feel much better when we're making love tonight. And when we're getting older and our kids are moving on, gonna take this world like we did while we spend more time alone. And I'll love you even deeper, and I'll love you every day, and I'll love you in the evening when the away. I love you in the morning. I love you in the night. Love you in the sunshine, in the pale moonlight. Want you here beside me every morning in my life. I love you in the morning, and I love you in the night. Yes, I love you in the morning, and I love you in the night.
Well, up next, Trevor Marty.
I met a young maiden one Saturday night. Took her to dance in the pale moonlight. We rounded the birch trees wild and alive. The lake seemed jealous as her waves hit the rocks. Yes, the lake seemed jealous as her waves hit the rocks. Maiden's bright eyes made my heart fires glow, melting the ice, the wind and the snow. The full moon came out from behind the clouds, and the lake seemed jealous as the waves hit the rocks. Yes, that lake, she seemed jealous as the waves hit the rocks. Bum-ba-da-hee, bum-ba-da-hee. A man makes his choices with a maiden around, emboldened by love, his feet ne'er hit the ground. Cares not about food nor of drink or the like. A lake may seem jealous as her waves hit the rocks. Yes, a lake may seem jealous as her waves hit the rocks. A maiden's not always, well, just what she seems, filled with promises and rainbows and all sorts of dreams. There's magic in her blood, her veins and her heart. A lake may seem jealous as her waves hit the rocks. Yes, a lake may seem jealous as her waves hit the rocks. Bum-ba-da-hee, bum-ba-da-hee. The waves kept a-pounding and the surf it did rise. The wind kept the rhythm of the banshee's great cries. This maiden stopped dancing and the moon disappeared. A lake may seem jealous as her waves hit the rocks. Yes, a lake may seem jealous as her waves hit the rocks. The darkness came in and I died of fright. She picked up my body and went for the lake. The waves kept upon us and drug us both in. And that lake was not jealous as she took us both in. Yes, that lake was not jealous as she took us both in. Bum-ba-da-hee, bum-ba-da-hee. This maiden, of course, she was none but the lake. Fallen in love and whose heart did ache. She took in my body and never let go. And we dance here forever to the moon's lonely glow. Yes, we dance here forever to the moon's lonely glow. Bum-ba-da-hee, 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 bum-ba-da-hee.
For better or worse,
love is a